Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races. And gone for the touchdown. Witherspoon knocked it out. And Verse took care of the rest.
Oof. Rough last 2 weeks for Sam Darnold. That's one of his 9 sacks.
Jared Verse.
I mean, that defensive line for the Rams is awesome, but
they went from Aaron Donald to Jared Verse.
And Brandon Fisk,
yeah. It's how's that whole not trading picks thing working out?
It's all right for them. It's all right for them.
Or trading picks thing, I should say.
They kind of just know how to like build an NFL roster.
Yeah.
Watching that game last night, though, I thought that game had a real chance of being real close, fun, the whole thing. It just never was. It really never was. There was a moment where it could be 10-10, what have you. I think even if that play had stood, I just don't see how the Vikings are winning that game. They looked completely outmatched, and that was most of the playoffs this week. That was most of the playoffs, was teams looking completely outmatched. You look, Bills, Broncos, we talked about it, 31-7. Rams, Vikings, 27-9. Eagles, because of their own ineptitude, it wasn't worse. That game, though, was still 22-10. But Jordan Love is giving the ball away right off the rip. And then they kept losing, you know, wide receivers and offensive linemen. That game should have been worse. It still was a two-possession game. Ravens, Steelers, we've talked about it, 28-14. That game looked worse than the final score would indicate. And then Texans and Chargers, 32-12. 7 total turnovers between the two of the teams. And it still wasn't close. It still was not close by any stretch of the imagination. And Houston didn't play particularly well on offense at all. Stroud had moments. Nico Collins is great. The only good game was Washington and Tampa. And even then, it ends on a doink into the uprights because Zane Gonzalez, who's the kicker for Washington, could not stop playing with his hair. I didn't get to talk about this game yesterday. I'm watching that as it's happening, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend, and we're just watching it, and I'm like, once this game's over, you know, we'll wrap up for the night. And I'm like, it's going overtime. It's just like he hasn't kicked yet, right? And I'm like, no, but look at him. He's freaking out. He is freaking out.
Yeah.
And then he almost misses from 37 yards, and it goes in, and, you know, good to him. But for as unflappable as Jaden Daniels is, Zane Gonzalez was the exact opposite,
well,
a total 180.
It's a lot of, like, he's talked about it in the past, and he talked about it, I think, after the game. He, you know, he's been very open about his struggles with OCD, and I think that's, you know, it's a tough thing to go through.
I didn't know any of that because to me, just looked like he was freaking out.
No, I know. But that's of all the positions in sports, the worst ones that you could be at to have OCD as well is like a kicker in football, a goalie in any sport that has a goalie, a pitcher in baseball. Like, that just got me thinking about, like, what sport or what position should you not be, or do you not want to be if you have OCD? And, like, that probably is one of them, because there's so much pressure on, like, just the smallest thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, good for him for, like, you know, overcoming that, doing whatever he had to do. And, yeah, sure, he could probably laugh about it too now, because he's, you know, like he said, he
made it.
He's made it, but he's gone through this stuff. He's been very open about it. So I'm sure it's probably something he can talk about openly. And, you know, I hope none of the stuff online is kind of getting to him there, because it's a tough thing to go through. And,
oh,
like,
it is.
But he changed the entire city. Like, they hadn't won a playoff game in 20 years.
Since 05.
Yeah.
Daniels comes in year one, mm-hmm. and just looks so good.
And did you see the stat about Daniels being 12 days old the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He helped the Commanders win a playoff game before the Dolphins have won a playoff game since.
They're a fun team. They are an organization that is fixing from the ground up. They get new yep. ownership. Adam Peters is in his first year at GM. Dan Quinn, first year as their head coach. And for them to win 12 games and a playoff game, I don't care how their game against Detroit goes. They can get blown out. Daniels could throw three picks. I don't care. This season has been an overwhelming success in every which way. And if you're looking around the rest of the NFC East, Dable and Shane still in New York. They don't have a quarterback. You have no idea where they're going. Dallas kind of seems like they wanted to keep McCarthy, but not long enough, so McCarthy walks. Now they have no idea what to do. They're not going to be in the Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn kind of extravaganza, because they're not even going to get a first interview with them. They missed the deadline. It's going to be Kellen Moore, by the way. Mm. The OC out of Philadelphia, it's going to be Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
They only hire, for the most part, guys that like are involved with Dallas.
Yeah.
And yes, men.
With how this is gone, they're going to hire Kellen Moore, who himself has not been a great OC for Philadelphia. That was a big reason why that game was a disaster against Green Bay. They couldn't get anybody open. It was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's not going to be Deion. Jerry Jones was not paying Mike McCarthy more than $5 million. He's not paying Deion's buyout of $8 million plus a salary.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing it. Plus, if Deion's serious about, like, I want to coach Shadur, cool. Get ready to take on a massive dead cap hit from Dak Prescott, because you'll have to trade him before July 1st.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It's a negotiation tactic, because there's been a deal from everybody I've seen on from Colorado, Benjamin Albright, who I know was on the morning show last week, mm-hmm. speaking about Denver and Buffalo. He's talked about it too, that like there's been a contract that Deion can sign. This is him leveraging for just a little bit more money, either in his contract or in the NIL purse, whatever it is.
Maybe a little bit of both, too.
A little bit of both.
I think maybe the whole offseason of, yeah, I'm going to go wherever Travis and Shadur go.
Like, he hasn't even said that, though. He has had zero aspirations for the NFL.
Oh, he hasn't actually.
All he said is, I would go to the NFL if I could coach both Shadur and Shiloh.
Oh, I got gotcha.
That's it.
Gotcha.
That's all he has said. It's been fans and media wanting to stir up, thinking that that's Deion's ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And he has always said everything but. I get it, it'd be fun. And to be fair, like I was talking with some fans last night, I would love the idea of Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones in Dallas in a disaster, by the way. It's a tire fire. They don't have much talent. They haven't paid guys like Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. It's a disaster.
Well, and did you see, too, that there's like new rules at Colorado now,
mm-hmm.
that he put out, that there's like, you know, players can't wear slides or tank tops, sit in,
mm-hmm.
like, you just do all this, you know, make sure their grades are up and all this stuff. Like, he wouldn't be like instituting all this new stuff if he was just going to leave, right? Like, he's not just sitting there going like, yeah, we're going to really crack down this year and really
I also don't think he would have tried to get a quarterback for this year and a quarterback mm-hmm. for the future.
He
would not have put that much effort into it.
Right. And unless he's kind of keeping both doors open, because if you're him, you can set yourself up for the future, but you can also set up whoever's coming in there for the future.
Sure, no, absolutely. Yeah, instead of leaving Colorado high and dry, sort of deal.
Right, exactly. And at the
Except,
same time,
you know, those guys will leave the moment Deion does.
Yeah,
you can only do so much. Those guys are coming to be coached
to
by
be
Deion.
By, coached by you. Yeah, right. So it's just kind of a weird situation, and I don't think it's ever going to end up with him being in the NFL, especially Dallas. So I get what he's doing, but I do not get what Jerry Jones is doing. If Jerry Jones is seriously thinking that he's going to come to Dallas, then he's
not. He's not
crazy.
He's just keeping Dallas in the media for like a week or two. That's it.
Yeah.
Because he has no plan for the head coach. I think he assumed he'd get Mike McCarthy back. That's why they blocked him from talking to Chicago last week.
Yep.
They assumed they'd get the deal done, but they never really put too much effort into it. I think mainly because – and I heard Colin Cowherd talk about this on his show too, and I fully agree. McCarthy probably wanted it's for sure he wanted more years because he sees a rebuild coming, and he knows I'm going to need more years to get this done.
Exactly.
Jerry was unwilling to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they parted ways.
I at the same time, too, I think it's the right choice. I think you come to a point in every franchise mm-hmm. where you're really good for a long time or you're just about there for a long time, and you just got to just full change.
Yeah.
You know, change everything out.
But, if you were going to get rid of him or you were serious about it, you should have gotten rid of him before so you could jump into the Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Joe Brady, Liam Cohen kind of sweepstakes that's going on. Hell, even Vrabel. I know he's kind of for sure going to New England. I get it. But you can at least throw your name in the ring, see what happens.
Well, now he is for sure.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah.
Oh, but before,
by the time you've gotten rid of McCarthy, he was already done.
Yeah.
You kind of sat on your hands. And that's my thing, too. Like, I've mentioned it a lot. I don't think Brady's leaving. I also don't think Ben Johnson's leaving Detroit unless Brady's going to do some magic with Vegas, which it sounds like he might be able to do. But I don't think Brady's leaving. The jobs available suck. They're terrible. The best one's taken up already by Vrabel with New England. They have a ton of cap space, maybe their future quarterback already locked down, and the owner wants to win more than almost anything. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really meddle that much. He kind of just lets you figure it out.
Yeah.
That's why Bill Belichick was able to be the GM forever, and they're already bringing over some guys that Vrabel knows into the front office. It's working. Then the other kind of, I guess, you know, big job, if you want it, is Chicago.
If you're Mike McCarthy, do you take that job?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Chicago is going to aggressively pursue him because unlike the coordinators, as much as I'm a big fan of Ben Johnson and I think Joe Brady would be a great hire, the whole thing, Mike McCarthy is a known commodity.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get winning seasons. You know you're going to make the playoffs. And he's worked with young rosters before. He may not get the absolute most out of Caleb Williams, but in a bad season, he had 20 touchdowns and 6 picks and over 60 completion percentage.
Right.
He wasn't a disaster.
Yeah.
And he was with a dead man walking coach and an offense coordinator that halfway through his first season they fired. In mm-hmm. Shane Waldron.
And if
McCarthy, they could do miles worse than McCarthy.
Right. And if you think about it too, like if a bad season with Caleb Williams is like what you just said with the 20 touchdowns, like that, if you add in the good coach, is Williams then good enough to kind of make up for McCarthy's, you know,
I think
missing
so.
Pieces?
I think he has still all the talent in the world.
Because McCarthy, like, in his time in Dallas, it's been like, yeah, no, it's mostly been on the fact that Dak Prescott was not great in the some of the big moments. I mean, sure, mm-hmm. McCarthy had his moments too, but like, if you can get a quarterback that doesn't make the same mistakes Dak Prescott did, then you're kind of playing complementary coach quarterback there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if the coach can build up the quarterback in one area and the quarterback can build up the coach in the other, that's kind of what you're ideally going for when you're looking for that combination. So if McCarthy can work with that with Caleb Williams, then there's definitely something there. The other one that I thought, and you're going to hate this, but I thought it was just interesting that they're talking to him, Cliff Kingsbury with the Bears.
Snake oil salesman.
He coached Caleb Williams before.
Snake oil salesman.
I wonder if there's anything there.
I think he's a fine coordinator.
Yeah,
he has
for
zero
sure.
idea what to do as head coach. Mm-hmm. Zero idea. His
and there's guys like that. But there's
worse.
Guys like that, which is fine. Like if you're a good coordinator but not a good head coach, then sure.
His offenses get worse every second half of a season. Going back to Texas Tech, I think he's just being helped out that Jaden Daniels is this good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His best receiver is Diame Brown, or his second best receiver is Diame Brown. He's hitting for almost 100 yards against Tampa Bay. He's throwing dimes to Terry McLaurin. And then you have a coach in Dan Quinn who looks at fourth downs and licks his chops. He's ready to go. I like everything Washington is building moving forward. I think they've got the quarterback. He's mature. He seems to have just no fear in the big moments. I'm not saying they're going to beat Detroit. I think they are going to lose to Detroit. I think they could scare them a little bit, though. And I'm very, very excited about that moving forward. I think they're going to be a fun team in the NFC. And again, you look at around the NFC. Excuse me, the NFC East, if you're Washington, Giants are in a disaster with Dable and Shane. Dallas, we're talking about it now, they're letting go of McCarthy. They haven't really paid Dak. CeeDee Lamb hasn't been paid. Micah Parsons hasn't been paid. You have no idea of a complete rebuild's going up. And then the Eagles, for as talented as they are, they leave a lot of meat on the bone. You're not sure about Nick Sirianni. I think Kellen Moore's a terrible OC, but they've got a ton of talent. But even then, in the middle of the Eagles-Packers game, because he's got one catch, A.J. Brown's sitting there reading a book, which has now become a bestseller, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. They're a nightmare. If Washington keeps the train on the tracks, hits a few more picks, and keeps it moving forward, I think they win an NFC East title within 2 years. They could win it next year. They are, I think, that good. They won 12 games this year in their first year of this kind of rebuild. And Jaden Daniels looks awesome. We got bit by C.J. Stroud. I get it, the whole thing. And they played a bad schedule. I understand. But at a certain point, you still got to take what you're seeing and go, all right, he's good. He is good. And to be the first quarterback to win on the road since 2012, to win on the road since 2012, that's huge. And he did it against a guy in Baker Mayfield who was dealing. And he was making plays. Mike Evans was eating Marshawn Lattimore alive. And he had zero fear. Zero fear. I like what Washington's bringing. I love him a lot. Again, that also tells you, though, how hard it is to win on the road. We were talking about in the break, looking back at this Bills-Ravens matchup. Harbaugh does still hold the record at 8 road playoff wins. That's the most by any coach in NFL history.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
A lot of them were early, though. A lot of them were early with those great defenses, kind of the last years of Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs, and then young Joe Flacco. It's a lot of those early runs,
yeah.
Especially like 08 when Flacco's a rookie, what have you, and well, Harbaugh's rookie year as well. The last one, though, was 2020 against Tennessee. Ultimately, kind of a bad Tennessee team that was sort of overachieving. That was sort of their thing. But I'm excited for this game. But, man, I mean, legacies are going to kind of be defined by this. Early legacies are going to be defined by this.
Yeah.
And that's maybe my only kind of nerve is what are the next, realistically, year going to be spent talking about? For either team, whoever loses
right.
this game,
cause it's,
what's the next year going to be?
Because
for the Ravens, you've been the one seed twice in this run.
Mm-hmm.
You've been great. The yeah. Bills, you've been the two seed for like 4 years in a row. You keep winning the wild card round. You keep doing this, keep doing that. You keep breaking records. I mean, this year, the everything eats or everybody eats worked. 30 passing touchdowns, 30 rushing touchdowns. The most by any – that's the first time a team has ever done it. You have the most touchdowns scored in a season for a team. And you were injured a lot on defense. You can kind of argue like you kind of just figured it out. It didn't matter. You won 13 games. You beat the two one seeds in the respective conferences. if you lose, what do you do? Mike Shope was talking about this yesterday. Like, what do you do? Do you want to change a ton of stuff? You probably shouldn't. I think the Bills are going to move off from Matthew Smiley. There's enough evidence to do so. You're going to have draft picks, sure. But it kind of gets to a point of, like, when will it happen for either organization? Somebody will leave this kind of sitting there in their chair going, I don't know what to do. For at least, I think, a night or two of just, I don't know what to do. I don't know what comes next.
Right. And you brought up the whole, like, you know, how it's going to be a talking point for a year. It's just because of the fact that it's the same thing every single time.
Mm.
And, you know, the Ravens last season were what the Bills are this season. They just ended up getting the one seed. The Bills last season are what the Ravens are this year, where they kind of had a rocky year and then all of a sudden turned it on at the end of the season, won their division, and made it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how you can, and you can even go down to the players and they mirror each other with Allen and Lamar. I mean, Lamar Jackson has the year this year of what Allen had last year, basically. So it's kind of this, like, you wish this was the AFC Championship game, right? Like, this should be the AFC Championship game. But unfortunately, you have to hope that whoever wins this game can go out and beat the Chiefs the next week. Because I think both Bills and Ravens fans will agree that they want the other, if they lose, they want the other to win the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just want the Chiefs to be gone. Like, you don't want that anymore. I mean, I just saw a meme on the internet. It's Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader fighting, and that's Bills Ravens, and then in the background is the Emperor as the Chiefs. Like, that's how this feels. Like, but at the same time, it's still that defining moment where you know the game is going to be incredible, and you know both teams are going to put up an amazing fight. But I don't know if there's any way to feel good about a loss in this scenario for either team. There's not something, there's not one thing that could happen for either team in this game where if you lose, you still feel like, hey, you know, but this happened. So, like, whatever, you know, like there's not even like, hey, the Bills shut down Derrick Henry, but Lamar Jackson was still him and
you lost,
went out and did it. You know, like, that you can't even say that, or vice versa. You shut down Lamar Jackson, but Derrick Henry still did it. Or on the Ravens side, hey, Allen didn't rush at all, but he passed all over you. There's no good feeling in any loss. But, like, look at the Broncos, right? Sure, they lose, but Bo Nix looks good. Sean Payton and Bo Nix get another year together next year for a sophomore season. You get the offseason to build up things, and you move on. But with this, it's the same. I think you said it, hitting your head against the ceiling.
Mm.
And it's just, that's also like another reason why I'm just really excited for the game and wanted to just get here. Like, I love that it's a night game, but I also hate it because we have to wait the whole day.
Mm.
But
I do like, though, it's going to be the last playoff game. Like, I'll be able to kind of enjoy. And also, like, if you win, you sort of know what your fate is.
Right. Like, imagine if the Texans win.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing, too. You'll know, like, could we potentially have a third game at Highmark Stadium? That'd be awesome. Host an AFC Championship game. It's just, this game can't get here fast enough, but there is a part of me that's like almost apprehensive of talking about the legacies for either team and how they go, because I know me and Derek Kramer have talked about it a lot. I think, Josh, me and you have talked about it a lot too, is the air being taken out of the room by Mahomes and the Chiefs. You know, the MVPs, the Super Bowls, the playoff wins, the whole thing. Like, it's been dominated by them for all of the three guys' careers. Four, if you want to throw Burrow in there as well. Burrow has... He's the only guy who's beaten him in the playoffs. So, like, he's been living off of that Super Bowl run since, where Lamar and Allen have been the better overall quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They've made the crazier plays. I think most people will acknowledge, like, they're all-time talents. Burrow might be there, but Burrow's almost kind of given me this feeling of just, like, he'll always be really good. He'll put up these stats, but you wonder if all of those are just because his teams are terrible.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say.
And I don't want to take anything away, but, like, they were down so many games that he had to just throw it. You wonder if those stats came from that. With the Bills, what was the big stat there? Allen sat 11 more quarters than Lamar did. Not due to injury, just due to they were blowing teams out. He didn't need to play.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something to look at with this game of just whoever loses this is in an awful spot. And it's not to say that either team then will go on and beat the Chiefs. I think they will. But even if you lose to the Chiefs, it'll kind of go back to, but it's the Chiefs. Like, yep. Eventually they'll stop, but not now. At least you got one over on Jackson, or at least got one over on Allen. And you've added, for Jackson, it's a second straight AFC championship appearance. For Allen, it would be you're going back. For, I think, a lot of Bills fans, too, it would just be getting past the divisional round again, not feeling like that, like that's the end-all, be-all at home or on the road.
Right.
And you would have beaten a great quarterback to do so. You've lost to Burrow and Mahomes, but you would have beaten Jackson now twice in the playoffs as well.
I was about to say, yeah, I think another thing that's kind of underlying for this Ravens team is the last time they played the Bills was the last time they played the Bills in the playoffs, I should say, was when you get not blown out necessarily, but it's a very deflating game. There's no fans in the stands, but you're still,
playing it. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's talked about it. He still couldn't hear anything. And there was only what, like 10,000 fans there or something like
that? Yeah.
So, I think it was like around 6,000.
That's even worse. Like, I mean, you can't imagine what it's going to be like with 70,000. So it's one of those biggest games of the year type thing, and especially the fact too that it's a rematch. I don't think this is going to look anything like the first game.
No.
And we talked about that a lot in the first hour, where it's you have such a different roster on both sides of the ball. The Bills have a new wide receiver in Amari Cooper. They have three of their most important defensive players healthy, but the Ravens have kind of tweaked a lot of things and are good to go. But they're missing Zay Flowers, potentially. It's not confirmed yet, but I mean, it's kind of
no one
pointing,
sounds that confident on that.
Yeah, it's pointing towards the fact that he might not play or probably won't play. And if that happens and you can put Baltimore in a one-dimensional state, who do they throw to?
It's going to be Rashad Bateman in the tight ends.
What is that really? That doesn't worry me that much.
Mm.
If you can eliminate Derrick Henry or at least hamper how much he can run, and just kind of like shut him down at least 50%. That takes a huge part out of their game plan, especially if they're missing Zay Flowers. I know, I get it. Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews have been really good this year. But if you go out there and you shock them and show them that you can shut down Derrick Henry like only a few other teams can, that's a great way to start this game. And that's got to be how they start this game.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to dive in a little bit more on Allen and Jackson's playoff stats compared to one another. It's been made a lot that Lamar struggles in the playoffs. I want to dive a little bit deeper into that, go through each of these games. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.